Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and the drama continues. I swear to God. I can't,
all we're doing is just giving you hints about what's going to happen on this show every day.
I mean, every other day. I saw a tweet from somebody yesterday. It goes, yeah, this is all this Easter Bee stuff. It's just a 6'10 creation.
What?
We've been talking about this for how long now about what has been going on? And you know what? It's really getting old. I mean, honestly. Everything, and now there's just more. Today, Nick Caserio is being introduced, and if you want to know the truth, I just hope, when can we get to a point where, you know, the organization, you know, we're working on football stuff, and we can stop talking about all this drama behind the scenes.
It's unbelievable.
It's so, I mean, honestly, what happened to sports? There's so much. James Harden doesn't want to play anymore. He wants to be traded, and now Deshaun wants to be traded. And now, and Jack Easterby's backstabbing everybody over in the organization. And, you know, speaking of which, and the Astros, by the way, the Astros are just sitting there going, thank you. Man, I hope our trash banging is going away now with all that. Look at over there. What's going on over there? We're going to be fine over here. But they did sign Ryan Stanek, who's a pitcher. Anyway, did you see the latest with Garrett Cole?
No,
did
what
you see
with Garrett
this
Cole?
Lawsuit?
No.
So the fired Indy about Angels clubhouse manager Bubba Harkins. They fired him in March because he's the clubhouse manager for the Angels.
And he was
giving illegal substances to opposing pitchers. He has some kind of concoction with pine tar and rosin that's really, really good, apparently. He knows how to do it really well.
Helps with spin rates.
And, oh, by the way, he's got a text from one Garrett Cole. Hey, Bubba, it's Garrett Cole. I was wondering if you could help me out with this sticky situation. Emoji wink. We don't see you until May, but we have some road games in April that are in cold weather places. This stuff I had last year seizes up when it gets cold. It's not only
he's
him.
Talking about with the Astros.
That was when he was with the Astros, right. This was sent to Harkins in January 2019. He was, but he had it the year before, so he was with the Astros then. He had that stuff the year before.
Right.
Oh, but it's not only him. He says, I had Troy Percival, Brendan Donnelly, Tyler Chatwood. These are all Angels pitchers. Kevin Jepsen, Cam Bedrosian, Kenyon Middleton, Yusmeiro Pettit. Luke Bard, Matt Andreese.
Didn't help them at all.
And then he had pitchers like Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Felix Hernandez, Corey Kluber, Adam Wainwright.
Basically the best in the game.
The best in the game. Wait a minute.
Wait. Is there something illegal in baseball?
Wait a minute.
Huh? No. They can't. There was. But did they have buzzers?
Wait.
Did they do the electronics?
So wait a minute. So if you know what pitches.
This is literally going to be a non-story.
No, it is a non-story. It is a non-story. This is like buried in on page 28 of your sports section of your 29-page sports section. So wait a minute. I guess it's okay if hitters can't hit pitchers and they ruin their careers. And you know, if Adam Wainwright and Corey Kluber and Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer are striking guys out, but it's not okay if hitters don't. If pitchers don't have an advantage over the hitters because they bang a trash can, I guess it's okay for pitchers to do that, and it's not really a big deal. But the worst thing in the world is to bang trash cans. Baseball is so hypocritical, which is why my emoji of the commissioner with the Pinocchio nose, this is baseball is just a one great big lie. That's all it is.
Yeah. Let's look at the guy who's been saying it and not listening to the holier than thou baseball stuff for years. By the way, not emoji, just an avatar.
Oh, that's right. Not an
yeah, avatar. Avatar. Baseball has always been like this. But what the Astros did crossed some imaginary line that the sanctity of baseball can't stand. What? You always cheat. I thought it was just something you accepted, and as long as you
it's the worst thing ever,
rub
Del.
It in their face, then it's
the
okay.
Worst thing ever. Hey, that I don't know what to call him anymore. That congressman once
Sass?
Yeah.
Sassy. Sassy.
Sassy, who I called. We called, and I talked to his office about how sassy he is. He was at it again right after the Capitol Hill raid. He was up there talking about the Astros again. What? Dude, you're comparing this to the Astros? Taking over the Capitol to the Houston Astros? What a moron.
Who's he playing to, by the way?
I don't know. This is in Utah. He's in Utah, right?
I thought it was Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska, right. Why does he care?
Yeah, who's he playing to?
There's no baseball in Nebraska. Well, I mean, I could see if it was in St. Louis, or, you know, or in Arlington.
Or if he was a congressman in L.A. or yeah. California, but or New York. But why does the Nebraska congressman, or what is he, a senator or congressman?
I think he's a congressman.
He's getting some of that baseball clout.
I don't care. Nebraska.
Well, he it's an inside joke between him and somebody from Texas.
It's not an inside joke.
Well, it's not inside. Yeah, you're right. But that's just his own personal joke with it. And unlike the Astros, I tell you, Ted.
Hey, John Corwin, I made a joke. Yeah,
I think he's going after Cruz.
Or maybe Corwin, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a senator.
He's a senator?
Sassy.
Well, whatever. He's sassy about the Astros. And again, he came up with this. We're going to have to call him again. I just got to get the lowdown.
You should say, excuse me, there was a very serious incident that happened, you know, just a couple of days ago. Why is your senator from the great state of Nebraska making jokes about the Astros? Don't you think he should have better things on his mind?
I honestly, can you get off the Astros' ass? Can you get off the Astros? You're embarrassing yourself. You really are embarrassing yourself. I mean, honestly, every single thing is. Have you ever seen anyone behind the scenes have as much notoriety as Jack Easterby?
You think it? Is it just really in our face? Like, have they talked about it at all even on ESPN? I don't think it is nationally. I think it's pro football talk. It's nationally as long as you're in this bubble.
Well, Sports Illustrated.
But that's even more niche now than it ever has
well,
been.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just be.
And remember the Easterby stuff went away fairly quickly. Of course, it's back now. But no, I've never seen anything. I've never seen anything like this. And I like to believe that you and I bringing him. Because no, I didn't know who he was until he was brought to my attention when Brian Gain was fired and saying, that's Jack. I said, who's Jack? Jack Easterby. Nobody knew who Jack was. And so I started bringing him up and told you about it, and we've been talking about it. And then he really took over with Bill O'Brien, and I've never seen anything like this. Of course, it helps that we've been getting some inside information about what's truly going down. It's also pretty unusual. I mean, this is really almost like a movie that could be made. How a guy who starts here. You could have. Did you see the video of one of his discussions that the best game he's ever played was Jesus on the cross? The best game. People ask me, Jack, what's the best game you've ever seen played? And then he describes the crucifixion, and that's the best game I've ever seen played. And that came out yesterday. That's obviously old. It's something where he's doing a speech somewhere. But you could go. You would have that in the movie. You'd have him at writing his goals in his apartment in Kansas City. When he's doing part-time team chaplain stuff in there. Maybe it would have started whenever he's doctoring his resume, get hired. Then when he gets the job in New England and the Aaron Hernandez stuff, like it would actually be an incredible movie what he did with the Deshaun Watson contract. It was a 3-year deal that even people in Deshaun's camp are like, wow, what a terrible contract. They got 3 years out of this deal and paid him that much. I mean, it really would make an incredible. It's almost like, did you ever see the movie with Matt Damon where he's pretending? It's actually a really good movie where he's pretending to be. His whole life is a lie, and it's just like he's got this series of lies that he has to try to work through. I'll pull it up for you here, but it's really it's definitely worth.
No, I don't believe I've seen it.
Incorporated City on the Hill. Mm. Oh, man, Matt Damon. I'm trying to look at his IMDb. There's a lot
formidable.
Of stuff. There's a producer. Like, you got to really go a long way. But it's a movie called how many movies are you
a
doing?
Lot. He's been acting a long time.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, 86. He was in True Grit.
Yes, 86 movies by Matt Damon. You're going to have to give us a time frame.
The Informant. Did Dell? Have you ever seen The Informant?
I think I have seen it. I think I have.
It's pretty good. Where he's just he's like the Midwestern Nebraska kind of guy. His whole life is a lie, and it's like that's a Jack Easterby movie. Ooh, it could be a comedy. What? Well, not that his life is a lie, but that he's just living a bigger life than he. No. I mean that. He's living a bigger life than he should be.
Yeah,
it's
he
like,
really is.
How the hell did this happen?
Unfortunately for him, it's not. I firmly believe that at some point, it's going to get to the point where Jack Easterby can no longer be with the Houston Texans.
It's too
and
hot.
I don't think it's
getting hot for him.
Yeah, it's really, really hot. It'll be, you know, Nick Caserio is now forever tied to Jack Easterby because this is Jack Easterby's hire. Yeah. And today he's going to be introduced. And I know, the questions, we'll do this on the other side. The questions for Cal and Nick Caserio are going to be sitting up there. And I know Jack is not going to be.
No.
I would be interested to see if he's even in the room. But
yeah, because
I think
it's
this
Zoom.
Is all going to be Zoom. This
it's
is all going to be Zoom.
He'll be in the room.
Yeah, this is all going to be Zoomed. So
he'll be in a room like this.
He'll be behind, yeah.
Hold on. Under the desk?
No, he's gonna be video in it with his hands.
Is that a hand?
Oh, it's a hand puppet.
Is that the hand of Cal's butt? Is that what you're doing?
That's a hand puppet. No, he doesn't have his hand up there. 7:12 ESPN 97.5. We'll do. You know what? The questions for Cal and Nick today. After it's at noon today.
Yeah.
So we'll come up, and if you guys got any questions, go on Twitter at John Granato Atlanta.
Yeah, let's come up with some questions.
Some questions that we need to be
Hashtag questions for Cal, and we'll search it that way.
Yikes! 7:12 ESPN 97.5.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780 ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future, but for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't have a tail. How do you keep saying that?
You have a Ralph Tresvant tail.
I don't know what that means.
Although this is Bobby Brown.
If you missed it, you didn't hear what Lance asked me. He asked me why I'm playing the song. I'm playing it because every time the Texans call their baby, they get a kick every time.
They get a click
every time. He's not answering the phone.
Yeah.
No. Their baby's not answering the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Operator, see what you can do. I dial the right number, but I still can't get through to Deshaun. You just check the line one more time.
He's using the Tunsil playbook.
Down my baby's number. I'm doing the harmony. Click every time.
Okay. So, Nick Caserio and Cal McNair.
We haven't even gotten to Deshaun. Don't worry. We'll get to Deshaun in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
That's more good news.
Yeah. No. I think it's pretty well publicized. Adam Schefter had a Rappaport. I mean, there's story after story about Deshaun wanting to be traded now, or rumors of his trade that he's talking about being traded. He's upset with the organization because they haven't included him. I think that's pretty well documented right now. This has to be one of the first questions to Cal is, okay, why didn't you include, why the quick decision-making on Caserio? Why didn't you interview anybody, the second half of the Corn Ferry, of the search committee's list? Mm-hmm. Why? Why didn't that happen? I mean, they had 10 guys on that list, and you guys just blew. Why did you even hire Corn Ferry? Why did you make a knee-jerk decision on Nick Caserio without doing all of your due diligence? Why did this happen? Now, Nick Caserio may be a fine hire. We'll see.
Your questions?
These are my questions. Okay, they're not the ones that we've been
tweeted. Here's some from the internet. What shape is a stop sign? Hashtag Axe Cal.
No.
That's not. Cal, did you? Nope. Not asking that one. Cal, could you do us all a favor? Nope.
What in the hell is the matter with you? No.
You know what? He's right. This guy said, I think The Talented Mr. Ripley is a more analogous Matt Damon movie. Actually, The Talented Mr. Easterby is 100% the movie.
Yeah, that is true. Mr. McNair, what is your favorite flavor of Jack Easterby Kool-Aid? He is drinking the Kool-Aid, that's for sure.
Jack, nope. I can't even, like, these aren't even readable. Like, they're so disrespectful.
No. But you know what would be interesting is, what is the role of Bob Lamont here? Because it appears
I think that's a really good question.
That's a legitimate question.
See, that's one that Aaron Wilson could ask, but Aaron knows the answer already.
What?
John McNair. Is this just McClain a coincidence,
or is there some reason that Bob Lamont clients are now dominating the Texans organization?
That should be – he doesn't have every coach and GM candidate in the world. Why is it all formulated in one place? I think that's a great question.
If I cared enough, I would ask it, but there's – you know, and here's the deal is
John, you actually, here's the scary thing. You do care enough.
I do.
You just don't want to go through the process of getting,
I don't even know
Zoom
if they
call.
Would take my call, put me on Zoom.
I don't think so.
I don't think they would.
I think you just go beat writers,
you know, and oh, by the way, I worked for their organization for 5 years, but I'm pretty sure.
You know what happened? You got Dave Tepper.
Persona non grata. Yeah.
They had to get rid of John.
Yeah. You know what?
When he said they're blowing Reggie Bush. They're blowing the pick whenever the.
No, I said they're blowing Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Dell, are you familiar with this, aren't you, John's handiwork?
Yes.
For those who don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was when Ryan Fitzpatrick was.
For those who don't
them.
Know, yeah. this really, if you think about this, this really should go against. This really should go against the mantra of any team employee saying this out loud if you're an NFL employee. And the Texans were winning against San Francisco.
Yeah. It wasn't.
It was the kick that was missed by Chris Brown that was so horrendous.
But I don't know that.
But you go, they were winning. They were beating them.
I don't know. I think it might have been the game before. I think it might have been the Ryan Fitzpatrick game. Because I seem to remember it was on NRG when I said it. I'm pretty sure. But maybe you're right. That last game
like
was
it
San
was
Francisco.
A Chris Brown shank. Because they were winning, and then they didn't. And now remember, the Texans were going to get the first pick. It was like the Jets and Jaguars situation.
Yeah.
They were going to get the first pick, and the thought was Reggie Bush. This is before Vince went off. Before Vince went off in the Rose Bowl. All we'd been talking about on the radio is Reggie Bush. Little did we know it was going to be neither. And John, on the air as a sideline reporter, let's go to John.
Well, the Texans
Granato.
Had just scored.
Yeah.
Or they were driving, and I go, they're blowing Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
And back to Mark, and everybody was like, what the hell?
And John was basically, even if you get past the ill-advised phrasing of it all.
That was the problem.
John was also saying, man, they're winning. They're going to screw this whole pickup.
They're screwing it up again.
That's the unsaid thing. You're not supposed to say that out loud.
No, yes, you are. Don't think that the Jets announcers, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, no, Chris Brown kick was at Tennessee, says our friend.
Yeah.
The shank.
Yeah,
shank
no, it was the shank. The Texans came back to lose the game in San Francisco, but it wasn't the shank. The shank was, that was a, yeah. Anyway, so whatever the case.
They came back to. to lose the game, you said.
Thank God. So
we got Mario.
So, yeah, we got Mario. But, well, anyway. But, okay, so back to Cal and Nick today. What about and be, what about Nick? What about being tied inextricably for the rest of your career to Jack Easterby? Because that may hit a nerve with Nick Caserio, and he says, wow, is that how this is thought of? And if you want to, absolutely, this was a Jack Easterby hire.
Oh, the Deshaun thing. Listen, I don't think the Deshaun thing is entirely bad. Now, it's going to be bad if Deshaun really legitimately hardcore presses this out. You know, and look, Deshaun is under contract. He's I understand his frustration, but, you know, as long as he's not sitting out, he can be upset all he wants, but he's under contract to play. He was given a great contract. Well, for him, great contract. Not necessarily for the team. But here's the thing. This is new pressure. And it's new pressure that I just want to see. I want to be able to just enjoy the potential of Nick Caserio and not just lump him directly in with Jack and New England and all this stuff, because he's going to have to get through that anyway. But this Jack Easterby thing just hangs over this so badly. We'll see if there's any other moves coming with the Texans, but that would be a Jack Easterby invention. But, you know, I don't. What else could he?
He's not done. There's no question. He's not done.
he was. I think he was almost out.
Yeah. No. If Nick Caserio wasn't hired, he would be out. There was no other GM.
Now he's stronger than ever?
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. I think that they're going to have to come to the realization that he's just bad for the organization. Because, quite frankly, if you want to know the truth, he is directly responsible for Deshaun Watson being pissed. He is directly responsible for that. And the question to Cal is, dude, you told Deshaun he could be part of the process, and yet nobody, nothing, and you don't call him, you didn't ask him. He gave me, I think, according to Schefter, he gave him a list or he had suggestions and they just totally ignored it.
Yeah.
Why would you lie to Deshaun?
Now, we're imagining this came from Deshaun's side, but even in the article or the piece by Schefter said Deshaun said, look, he was aware that one of his choices may not get hired. He just wanted to be involved.
He just wanted to be, can you talk to him, a part of the process?
You can, here's what's unbelievable to me. Don't you have any finesse in your bones?
Texas? Nothing.
This isn't hard. Finesse the game. You can do all this. You know that Caserio is your guy, so interview him and then tell Nick you're going to get hired. We're going to wait a week. We want to get through these other interviews and really make it look good. Then you could say, hey, you know what? We want to make sure we go through all the process. Yeah, we're going to hire Brian Daboll, whoever, but let's get all these interviews in. We want to keep our quarterback happy. You could have just easily finessed the game a little bit. That's just common sense. Like, every man knows there's certain things you don't do to piss off your lady. You don't say, you know, if Deshaun's asking, do I look fat in these jeans? You say, no, you don't look fat in these jeans, Deshaun. Mm-hmm. You look amazing.
Yeah.
And you know what that is? That's interviewing whoever he wants. I don't understand this. Even if you think Eric Bieniemy is a terrible interview and a terrible potential hire, it doesn't matter. Bring him in.
Yeah. And you don't have to listen to
just make Deshaun happy in that way. I just can't believe how stupid the Texans are to not even play the game.
No. And the Eric Bieniemy game. Hey, just interview him.
Yeah.
Why would you not? Why would you not just for appearance sake?
That's honestly what I was saying. Yeah.
I mean, even if you're like, well, no, he's not our kind of guy. He's a character.
We did Marvin Lewis and Jim Caldwell. What do you want, Deshaun? Well, maybe somebody who's actually in the pro game now.
A guy who is actually coaching on a daily basis the best quarterback in football. Maybe. Maybe some. I know it's Andy Reid, but maybe some is slipping off of him onto Eric Bieniemy. But even if not, for appearance's sake, all of the optics that this organization, it's just
play
so terrible.
It's unbelievable. They don't even know how to play the game.
Nothing.
Bill O'Brien had no finesse. Like, y'all have to learn. You got to get somebody who's, like, Rick had finesse.
Yeah.
Rick understood. Most people do. Most people understood optics. Rick was finesse now.
Oh, yeah.
Rick was finesse.
Maybe a little too much finesse instead of substance.
You got to have substance, but at some point, you can't be, Bill's not there anymore. This bull in a china shop Dumbo crap shouldn't be going on.
No. Well, I just think Cal
You know, I would hope that Eric Bieniemy would get a legitimate interview, by the way. So I don't want you to get this wrong. I want Eric Bieniemy to get a legitimate interview. I want everyone to get one. But if I'm talking to the Texans as their PR disaster, you know, whatever it's called, their spin team, I would say, hey, listen, guys, do you understand how bad this is going to look? If this happens like this, you're going to have to play the game.
I've been saying, Aaron Wilson has just tweeted out, the Texans are resetting their coaching search now that Caserio is in town.
There it is.
And, but I've said this. Everybody's That's like, a they haven't. They didn't interview Eric. There's still time to interview Eric.
No. Let me tell
and
you.
And that will happen.
Now that Deshaun Watson's unhappy, the coaching search is getting reset.
No.
It's reset. And this is smart.
They will interview Eric Bieniemy. It's just that now it looks like they've got a gun to their head doing it. That's what it looks like.
Now, now that we have our GM.
Yeah, but why didn't they do this? Why didn't they wait for Joe Brady?
Well, frankly, that's why to you and I it never made sense. But I think that I do think Caserio came together like that because of Jack. So, but I do think it is. I do think it is smart that the GM be involved in this process.
Yeah,
like it's a better way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, really? They're actually going to do it.
This actually is not a bad thing.
No.
But bring Joe back. Hey, can Joe come back in?
But it just looks all their optics are just awful. They're just awful. 729 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
I tell you, my optics in my backyard are not awful. My optics are great, and the optics it was awful before with an old broken down. You know, it was one of those those big rock patio, like a small old patio thing. It was probably built there in '62 when my house was built. And there was a dead space that used to be some kind of ferns or something along the back. It's wood. It's the wood paneling down the side of the house. And what happened was Texas Custom Patios came in, and Stephen Schell said, "Oh man, this is great." I didn't know what he meant, and he could already see. He knew exactly because he had already done a design like this. He can already see what it's going to look like, and they draw it up on the CAD and. They will show you an exact replica of what your patio is going to look like. Whether you want an outdoor kitchen in there, you want your entertainment system, whatever it is that you want, they can build for you. They can build it as big or as small. They can do a standalone. But the great thing is they've done thousands and thousands of these projects. And so they've seen designs like your home somewhere. They've already done the work, and they can show you what it's going to look like. And when you get the work done by Texas Custom Patios, it is amazing. They do have financing available, but the work that they do will add value to your home, and it's going to add incredible value to your personal life when you're at your home. Your house will turn into a home with this great workmanship and quality, and it's going to be a great place for you to once again have friends and family members come over, and you can entertain them in your backyard on your patio. Make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 733 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The latest now, Matt Eberflus, the DC for the Colts, said, "Nah, I'm not interviewing with the Texans." Texans asked for an interview, and he said, "Nah, I don't want to." It'll be interesting to see if Eric Bieniemy does what Eric Bieniemy does. I mean, this drama, this soap opera over here is not going to be attractive. It's not attractive at all.
Oh, especially for a lot of people. Right now.
Yeah, and now Deshaun is disgruntled. I mean,
that's the only reason you would want to come.
If Steven Silas knew that James Harden was going to pull this, that Russ was going to be gone and James Harden was going to pull this, and he had an opportunity at another job, would he have taken the other job?
Good point.
And the answer is yes.
Everyone always points to this. Just the mere fact that Deshaun is unhappy and could be unhappy in the future, why would you want, if this is your one chance to be a head coach, For some of these guys, they're, you know, you could get a rehash. If you're Joe Brady, for example, and it's offered to you, and you say, the only good thing is Deshaun Watson, that you don't even.
The guy you pissed off.
Yeah. And he's already on not a very good contract as it is, well, because it's so short relative to a franchise quarterback. Why would I want to go there? I'm not going to take my. You don't even have a good roster.
Yeah. Did you see, and oh, by the way, no draft picks. I mean, did you see what John McClain tweeted out? Yes, I believe it was yesterday. He said, I have a better chance of being the head coach of the Texans than Deshaun being traded. And He's probably right. He's probably right. I mean, I don't think there's any question. The Texans would be like, nah, we are not trading you. That ain't happening, Deshaun. So we're going to have to get over it. But there is no question in my mind, because the question will be asked of Cal today, have you talked to Deshaun? And Cal better... Is Deshaun not going to answer Cal's calls? Because Cal can... If the answer for Cal today is, yeah, I talked to him, he better have talked to him, because Deshaun will refute it if he didn't. Secondly, if the answer is going to be, well, I've called him, but I haven't been able to talk to him, that means that Deshaun ain't taking his calls now.
I doubt that he is.
Yeah, I doubt that he is, too. I doubt that he would be, too. And that
is... The guy who signs your checks, maybe, but...
Why? You got guaranteed money.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, the player has all the leverage now, yeah. especially your franchise quarterback that signed to a long-term, three-year guaranteed
deal. No, even better, short-term deal.
Short-term deal.
Yeah, he's got actually more leverage.
More leverage, yeah, because I can want out. I mean, this whole thing is, I wonder, but one of the things is that maybe Eberflus said, we already know who's going there, Daboll. He's a Bob Lamanca. Everybody already knows, just like everybody should have known it was going to be Caserio all along. Without even, what a waste of the time for those other GM candidates. What a waste of time, because the whole time it was going to be Caserio. So, well, I'm not going to waste my time with the Texans when we know it's going to be Daboll.
One agent's going to run everything.
Apparently. If it is, then there's no question. This is all a Bob Lamont, Jack Easterby, and Nick Caserio probably. I don't know if behind the scenes he was. I mean, if this has been plotted for months or whatever the case may be, we have no idea. But whatever. I mean, I hope it all works out. I hope Caserio is great. I've heard from somebody that knows Caserio, it does not have great communication skills. Mm-hmm. He is not going to be very far. It is going to be very much the Patriots way. Very secretive,
uh-huh.
Very close to the cut. Nothing is going to be revealed in any way, shape, or form, even to his own staff in many instances. He's not very forthcoming. So, and hopefully he makes good decisions. Hopefully he does a really, really good job of picking talent. So far, unless this was Bill Belichick's fault, so far that's not the case.
Right.
They did not make a lot of good draft decisions over the last 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not many at all. Not many at all. But again, is that on Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
I can't. And now the quarterback. I mean, and that hurt. He was really unhappy, and it's come to fruition. And I heard he was going to potentially request a trade. Now, what Aaron Wilson is saying is he's not requesting a trade. I think they want it out there as a soft whisper, is my guess. Let's put it out there. Let's generate some buzz. Let's put some heat. At least this is how I'd finesse it. Let's put some heat on ownership so that I now do have some say, some actual say with head coach. And now they're resetting the coaching search. So maybe this is just a smart way to try to get him, you know, change to get it changed just a little bit, where Deshaun actually does have some momentum as it pertains to the head coaching search. You know, a lot had been made about him spending time with Matt Eberflus before that Colts game or after the Colts game, talking a lot, and he had a lot of respect for Eberflus. And, you know, that's the defense. They went against each other. They have a lot of respect. But for Eberflus not even to consider this just tells you, I'm not taking this shot. As my first chance, I'm not taking that bleep show.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to put myself in a position to even potentially take it.
Well, and that's, yeah. I mean, listen, you're coming in here and you know you're going to be a loser the first year for sure. And then you've got to depend on Caserio and this staff.
Your 3 years turns to 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're starting out behind the eight ball. This is you know that you're going to have a losing record to start with because of the mess that this roster is in and this cap is in. And so you're going to have to do – and you know what? In a lot of instances, you only get one shot. You only get one shot. And there's plenty of coaches that they got that one shot and then – that's it. Now, you'll always have a job. If you're a head coach, an NFL head coach, you'll always have a coordinator job at the pro or college level. You will always have that. You'll always have that because you have that on your resume. And it's a fraternity.
Well, you're not going homeless.
No. No, but you know, there's only 32
but
of these
this
jobs.
This is your one. It's even worse for GMs where you get one shot. But even in coaching, if you're a little bit of an unknown, sometimes you only get one shot.
Yeah.
And do you want your one shot to be this? No draft picks this year, a bad cap situation, a bad roster situation more than anything, and then a dysfunctional, potentially dysfunctional front office. I mean, maybe that's over. Maybe with Nick Caserio here, it's not going to be dysfunctional. They'll just have Jack in there. But and potentially bad ownership. That has to be said.
No, potentially bad ownership.
Yeah. Well troubling ownership.
Here's where
weak ownership
gets no, but here's where ownership gets good, is he stays out of the way.
Well, no, I like that fine, but he doesn't know when he needs to do. There's certain times where you got to step in.
Putting Cal in charge of this whole thing is just it's like honestly, there are very few people that I know in my life that probably wouldn't be better at this than Cal. I mean, honestly, he is awful, awful. His personal skills, his business, his decision making, how quickly influenced he is. He's awful at this. Now, once Caserio is in place, and hopefully he's a good GM, now he's got attributes that are much better than I think than Jerry Jones or Daniel Snyder, or because he'll just stay out of the. He knows. I think, I don't know. I don't even know if he knows what he doesn't know. I just think he doesn't know it. So maybe he's going to stay out of the way, out of Caserio's way, and not interview with football decisions, and not interfere with football decisions.
Maybe so. We'll see what happens there. How about this? I don't even want to say this out loud because of Dell. Miami gets Deshaun Watson and a Super Bowl window. Houston gets the number 3 pick, the number 18 pick, and Tua. Now, one of those picks is your picks. So you're literally trading Deshaun Watson for one of the picks that you gave to get Laremy Tunsil. That, in and of itself, I have to just go hard pass. Just on principle alone, the idea of you having to give them your quarterback too to get one of the picks back you gave for one of the picks you gave back for Tunsil is just too much for me. Mm. It's just
no. Too that's much. Not going to happen. What about Bill O'Brien to the Dolphins, Dell, as offensive coordinator?
I don't mind that.
What do you mean you don't mind it? What does it have to? No, why would you mind it?
It appears another AFC team has Bill O'Brien. Great, I think it's great.
We'll see. I mean, Chan Gailey resigned. Because he's old and
that's
wasn't,
just too.
Wasn't
it's
great.
Too much. If Bill O'Brien gets his draft pick still, and we
were they
don't,
together in New England? How long was Flores there?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
But they're all in that Belichick fraternity.
I would hope. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if Belichick loves OB anymore.
Brian Flores was has been with the Patriots since 2008. So he was there during Bill O'Brien.
So I mean, there's the tie, and Belichick doesn't love him because Bill O'Brien beat his ass all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he?
He owned him.
Yeah, he owned him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I would. I don't want Bill O'Brien
it's
around my
Dolphins
team.
It's on Dolphins Wire. It's official. It's on Dolphins Wire. Bill O'Brien could be the right hire for Miami.
Yeah, he could be. But is there any talk of the Dolphins
actually
talking to him?
Oh, that's going to be so rich. Please.
Why?
I wish right now Jack Easterby would come in here and he and I could both pray on Bill O'Brien being your general manager.
Not general manager.
OC.
I mean, you're OC and general manager.
And general manager, yeah. Chris, he'd probably take
but
over.
But you're OC.
He'll be OC and GM.
And I want him to knife Flores and get him out.
Yeah.
Please let the guy that Dell has been able to laugh at from afar be in trenched in the Dolphins' offense and Tua.
And he'd probably do a better job.
Yep. 744 ESPN 97.5 713. Come on, people. You've got to have some thoughts. This is Nick Caserio Introduced Day.
Or you can also talk about Gerrit Cole being a cheater. Oh, with the Astros.
Well, when he was with the Who cares?
I don't care.
It's ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
George Traore, do you know him?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? He tweeted out, Deshaun Watson plus Kyle Shanahan equals ring season. Deshaun Watson and Kyle Shanahan would be Super Bowl contenders for the next 10 years.
Well, yeah. Agree, so why would I know who that is?
I don't know. Who's George Traore?
I don't know.
He's a writer for Pro Football Focus.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think Deshaun would work great in that offense.
So you did see what Tyrann Mathieu sent out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He
and Deshaun are very tight.
Yeah, tight. As, you know, they were
he said, time to trade Pat Mahomes for Deshaun Watson.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh.
He said, if I was the 49ers, Bears, and
he was getting Saints, involved with the
Saints, I'd be very interested in this Deshaun news.
I think here's what I say. That's tampering, and I would.
Except he's the Chief.
Well, still tampering. I would take picks away from the Chiefs and give them to the team that's affected.
Give it to the Texans. Their first-round pick ain't going to be worth a damn, though, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's about where Lamar Jackson was drafted.
Yeah, but you don't need Lamar Jackson. Deshaun and Kyle Shanahan would be interesting.
Oh, well, playing the game, it is an interesting game to play. Deshaun Watson goes, and what do you get for him? Because it's a lot. Like, I don't think 2, 3, and 18 is enough. If you really want to know the truth,
and I don't want to give you 3 anyway. I'm sure give you a future first rounder, like in the '20s when the Dolphins are pretty good with Deshaun. I don't want to give you.
You don't want that deal. You don't want Deshaun.
No, fine. I just don't want to give you 3.
Well, too bad. Well,
who cares what you
we
want?
Gave you two. We gave you 2 ones for a tackle.
Too bad. That's not my problem.
No, that's the rate now.
No, it's not.
What? Yes, the precedent's been set. Just like a Supreme Court.
No, you're
it's
right.
Like a Supreme Court decision. We have set a precedent.
Well, you're right. It would be basically trading Tunsil for Deshaun if he went there.
Yes, it'd be trading Deshaun for Tunsil and Tua.
I mean,
you're welcome.
Does that sound like enough?
Does that sound good to you? Well, it sounds good to you.
Yeah, sure.
Does that sound like enough?
No.
I mean, it sounds interesting, but you need another sweetener.
You get an extra first rounder.
You need a sweetener. Yeah, that's not enough, though.
You get an extra first rounder.
No, but you already gave one of yours.
You gave them an extra first rounder from another year.
No, but you get another one. You get that back, though.
So basically, you're getting it back. That's what we gave for Tunsil. It's Tua. It's Tua, which you use with a different pick. It's basically Tua.
You know
Tua
what?
And Tunsil, you know, for Deshaun Watson.
You're right. You know what we'll do? We'll give you the poo-poo platter of Devontae.
And where's our second round pick, by the way?
What do you mean?
Give our second rounder back.
No, I think you need a big receiver. You can have Matt Collins.
We don't want a special teams ace. We've already got Keon Crossan.
No, he has to be your starting corner.
And Dylan Cole, when he's not hurt.
He's a starter.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You need special teams
guys.
That
seventh rounder's a starter.
We'll give you Matt Collins and Malcolm Perry. That's a clean up the deal.
Did you think that last year in week 3, if I told you, John, next year after 2021, we'll be talking about how the Dolphins have such a better roster than the Texans? Week 3, when the Dolphins are getting beat 40 a game, and if I said the Dolphins roster will be potentially significantly better than the Texans, you would have said, what?
I don't want to live in that world.
You would have said, my man Bill O'Brien would never let that happen.
You do live in this world.
I know. I do live in this world. Let me ask you this. You looked at Trevor Lawrence yesterday.
I'm not finished, but I looked at him against I looked at Cornell Powell, wide receiver, so obviously I'm looking at every throw. Trevor Lawrence is really good. I mean, he's really talented. There's some questions about, you know, the offense doesn't really make him make a whole lot of reads, but to Pat Mahomes's.
Yeah.
And everything he does is on platform. It's very, Like, he's been groomed for this. Dale, you keep up with this crap more than I do. But I guess he's probably been going to a quarterback coach and all the 7-on-7s forever. But you can really see it. His footwork is always good. The ball's always accurate. When he's got to make a regular throw, it's just right there where it's supposed to be.
Well, what happened against LSU? What happened in some of those?
I haven't seen it. I only had 20 tape. I've worked from my house. Today I'm going to work from here where I have 18 tape, 19 tape, and 20. So I'm going to go watch him National Championship 18. I'm going to go watch National Championship 19. And then I'm going to go watch Notre Dame and Ohio State. Now, the Ohio State game is just he had all the pressure in the world.
Yeah.
That's not what it's going to look like in the NFL. And no one can succeed. You can't blame a guy for failing. Like, you do have to blame Sam Darnold because he hasn't done better. But at the same time, at some point you got to say, man, the guy never really had a chance.
Yeah. Well, what's disturbing is Adam Gase is being talked about as the Texans OC, a possibility of the Texans OC. And it looks like Matt Patricia's a lock to be the DC, right?
No, I don't think so. I was just joking. Are you when sure? I said that. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not sure. I don't know about a lock. It actually probably is a lock.
No.
But he was a good DC in New England.
Yeah, he had Bill.
I mean, it's the New England way. We are officially New England South, but he was a good DC.
Remember,
he's like, Matt Patricia, that guy looks like a wildling.
I was listening to the show before us. Bart Scott was on, and he made so many mistakes. He had Cal saying that the inmates run the asylum when it was the inmates run the prison.
It was Bob. It wasn't even Cal.
It wasn't Cal.
Oh, and
it was
he
Bob.
Said it was Cal. And,
but what's his name who hosts the show?
Zubin.
Corrected it after Bart left. By the way, that wasn't him. It was his dad, who's no longer with us. And he also said the Texans don't have any picks for the next couple of first round picks for the next couple of years, which is inaccurate unless Bill O'Brien comes back and trades away next year's pick. But one thing Key said is that I agree with. He said, everybody, what are you doing? It's the New England way. There's only one guy. There's only one good guy in the New England way. Actually, there are two. One's in Tampa, and one ain't ever leaving New England to come to your organization, and that's Bill Belichick. All the other guys, they've been gravy training off of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady for all these years. That's basically the Patriot way. The number 12 and Belichick. That's it. And all the other guys, you're all getting the wrong guy. I finally agreed with Key on something.
Look at that.
Key was smart. But back to Trevor Lawrence, there's no mistake. If what you've seen so far, anybody who tries to talk the Jags out of the
Jaguars would never trade that pick.
Or pick Justin Fields.
Oh, I thought you were going for like the whole like angle of a theoretical Deshaun and Trevor Lawrence.
Deshaun's not getting traded.
Justin Fields has no chance of being a first pick. Yeah. You'll hear that storyline. Trevor Lawrence, his just size, arm,
speed,
accuracy, speed, footwork, mechanics, pedigree. People will try to make that a thing, especially if Justin Fields beats Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's great for Justin Fields. I'm just telling you, that's just going to be a TV thing that they do. It's not real. It won't be real. It's not even going to be.
Unless Jacksonville screws the pooch.
And does what?
And takes Fields.
Oh, I mean, in that case,
in that you'd world, have that's a world I want to live
if
in.
If that's a world you live in, then the Jets would be like,
Well, the Dolphins.
People can see
the Dolphins. Yeah, they can see.
I don't care. That's what the Jets will do.
Stan's dad, right? Yeah. Now.
Everyone will call the Jets like, "We'll give you 5 first round picks." What if the Texans got offered 3 firsts and 2 seconds for Deshaun? I'd trade him. Sorry.
Yeah. No, yeah.
If you give me 3 firsts and 2 seconds, and they're 2 firsts in this year's draft, because also remember this, draft picks work for relatively cheap, and so it helps you a great deal with your cap issues.
Yeah,
helps you a great deal. If somebody did that, if it were the Dolphins, I can't do the Dolphins. I can't. But that's where the quarterback draft is.
Do the Jets. They have two first
Okay,
round
Jets, yeah. If the Jets offered me three first, because the Jets may still stink. If they offered me three firsts and 2 seconds for Deshaun Watson and like a third this year, I'd probably say yes. I love Deshaun Watson, but I'm sorry. This could help our organization get Deshaun. Well, it's just that, you know, you still now you got to go back to finding a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, but there's in number two pick overall, there's a quarterback right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make the right choice.
And that's where you start putting the stories out that Trevor Lawrence, there's rumors that he's a crackhead, that he does meth.
No.
He's, you know, you start putting bad stuff out
that
he drops.
Hair, he probably does.
He drops. You want him to drop to two.
Yeah. 757.
Yeah, and then you trade all those picks to one for Trevor Lawrence.
But this isn't draft day. You're not Kevin Costner.
I know, that's not how it works.
Yeah, that is kind of how it works. 757 ESPN, 97.5.
Can we go back to the Astros when we come back?
Yeah, we'll go back to the Astros in this Garrett Cole cheating thing. Next.
ESPN, 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.